The victims identified by troopers on Wednesday evening are 53-year-old Danielle Akawili and her sister, 56-year-old Brandy Tiao. Their bodies have been sent to the state medical examiner's office in Anchorage to confirm their identities. The body of Danielle Akawili's husband, 57-year-old Maury Akawili, was recovered on Monday offshore of Low Island, not far from the partially submerged charter fishing vessel in which the group had been traveling. A fourth passenger, 61-year-old Robert Solis, as well as the boat's captain, 32-year-old Morgan Robidoux of Sitka, have not been found despite an extensive search on Monday that covered over 800 square miles. Solis and Tiao were visiting Sitka together from California. The Akawilis were visiting from Waipahu, a community on the island of Oahu. Hawaii News Now carried news of the tragedy back to that state.
An outpouring of condolences from the community. Pearl City High School's band director shared the news with parents who wrote the Akawilis were active volunteers and their children Jarek and Jessica had been members of the band. Other members are hosting a meal rotation to help the children. Danielle worked at First Hawaiian Bank. CEO Bob Harrison extended condolences to the family and friends, saying in a statement that she was a beloved member of the First Hawaiian Bank Ohana.
Large swell and heavy surf on the shore of Low Island have impaired efforts to salvage the 30-foot aluminum charter vessel. Sitka-based Hanson Maritime is leading recovery efforts. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.